Hello and welcome to Weekly Update, where we bring you the most uplifting and funny news from the past week. I'm Guy Amoretti.
And I'm Tiffany Kerr. How are you doing this week, Guy?
Better than you, it sounds.
Yes. Oh my gosh, everyone. I woke up sick as a dog, and I tried to call in, but Katie is skiing with her French boyfriend.
Ridiculous.
So
I'm just kidding, Katie. I hope you two are having fun.
I hope you guys are too. More fun than we're having.
Have you met Jean-Pierre?
I have not, but I heard he is a pretty cool guy. He's fancy.
Yeah. And I hear he's a hunk and a half.
Ooh.
Mainly from Katie, but...
Same here. Well, I'll have to ask for some pics from their trip.
Hope you two are having fun out there.
Well, let's get right into it. Our weekly catch-up.
Well, we had Christmas this past week. Did you do anything special?
Yes, it was really fun. Jace came with me to my house to see my family, and we do a big family get-together with the cousins and stuff. We actually played Catchphrase, and that was a hoot and a half.
Love that game.
Apparently, some people are much, much better at it than others. I am somewhere to middle low. I'm not the best, yeah. But it was fun. You know, it was great to see the fam. Well, my mom and dad are doing great. Jace had a lot of fun. So it was a really, really nice holiday season. How was your week?
Oh, it was really nice. Really relaxing. And we didn't really do too much, but we had a nice small Christmas with just the boys, and they got some good gifts. As a group, we gave them a Nintendo Switch. You know, like, we caved and gave them one of those, so they were just so happy, and we spent all day on Christmas playing around with that. That thing is fun.
Okay, that's what Jace got me for Christmas.
You got one too?
Yes, and because I've been telling him for the longest time I want to try that ring thing and get in shape.
Oh, the fitness game, that's right.
Yep, so he got me that too, and oh boy. We played it Christmas night, and the next morning I was so sore I could not lift my arms over my head.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was so much fun.
Maybe we'll have to try that. We got that Olympic game, and let's just say I'm not the best with a javelin.
Were you the one who did sports in high school?
Table tennis. So
oh.
I'm
ping pong.
Well, fun fact, ping pong is actually a brand, and table tennis is the name of the sport.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. Like Q-tip.
Like Q-tip, like Kleenex?
Band-aid.
I'm out.
I mean, oh, send us in some more. I have no idea.
Oh, anyway, so yeah, we had a good time playing the Switch. So anyone out there, if you have any recommendations for games for us or the boys, or for Tiff here, let us know. Oh, by the way, Tiff, I have to add you on there.
Oh!
Yeah, and maybe we'll get that fitness thing and we can compete or something. I don't know how it works, but...
I'll have to ask Jace to set it up.
Why don't we go ahead and get into our next segment, knee-slapping news. What do you have for us, Tiff? Something pretty funny?
Yes, I love this story that I found. This comes out of New Zealand. There's a sheep there, and her name is Rose, and she was expecting triplets. And due to the volume of milk that she was producing, her udders became very saggy. Now, this is a really serious condition, because if the udders do hang down to the ground, the animal might have to be put down.
Oh, no.
Because of the trauma. So it's a very serious thing. And the owner called the vet. And the vet actually recommended a human bra that would be able to support the udders.
I'm picturing it, Tiff. I'm picturing it. I love that.
It would support the udders and clasp around the back. Well, we figured out that Rose wears a 24J.
Wow. Good for you, Rose.
The owner actually cut holes into the bra as well so that Rose could nurse her three lambs and get the support from the bra. And after a few weeks, the bra had actually helped strengthen the ligaments and the udders. And she was able to have the bra removed and get back to normal. So the vet then bought the bra back. They saw some potential future for helping some other mother sheep.
That's such a fun idea. I love that. It's hilarious.
It is. And I said, well, the part that got me was, oh man, we're going to have to put her down if we can't find a solution. So I just love this.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, what do we do? Put her down? No. Let's put a bra on her. Whatever works.
Sorry, Rose. I'm sure it was so uncomfortable, but I loved the story.
Was there a picture included in that article?
There absolutely was. So okay. If you guys want to, it was just from a couple days ago. Well, if you guys want to go look at it, you know, we always have our sources listed. Guy knows where they're at. Where are they?
You can find those at anchor.fm/weeklyupdate. Check out the sources in the show description to look at a sheep in a bra.
It's very cute.
I'm excited to check it out.
So let's hear what you got, Guy.
All right. So this is a little bit of a confusing story, but I'll do my best to explain it because I needed some explanation myself. So there was a U.S. recipe website where they put actual mince in a mince pie recipe. For those who don't know, in the U.K., they use the word mince for ground beef. But mincemeat pie doesn't actually have any meat in it, because mincemeat is the mixture of dried and candied fruits, suet, spices, and brandy. So this recipe was called a mince pie recipe, and they put actual ground beef in this pie recipe. And there's a picture, and it is something to look at. It's a picture of a pie with baked apples on top, and those apples are sitting on ground beef.
Oh my gosh, that's grossing me out.
You should see the picture. It is not pretty. But the website talked about it and said what actually happened was there was a mix-up between the person who was actually writing the recipe and the photographer. So the photographer saw the recipe and thought that it was calling for ground beef, so got it all made up with the ground beef, when in reality, the person writing the recipe knew what a mincemeat pie was, which doesn't have any meat at all in it.
Oh gosh, that is a funny mix-up.
Yeah, so now they actually updated the recipe with the correct picture, but they also updated the title of the recipe to include at the end the words, "Now meat-free." So it's nice to see that they have a sense of humor about what happened.
Oh, that's a funny story. Well, let's get right into our next segment. Let's hear again from you, Guy. My throat is killing me.
I'll tell you a good one. Maybe this will make you feel better. This is our sweetest scoop, where we bring you some nice and uplifting news. Here's my scoop for you. A garbage man becomes a secret Santa for a toddler who waves at him every week. There's this 2-year-old named Aiden who loves garbage day. Every week, the 2-year-old is waving at the garbage man, waving at the truck as they stop and take out his trash. He even went as a garbage man for Halloween.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
So on Christmas, Aiden's family at the door found a nice present wrapped up. At first, they thought it was just a regular package, but it was wrapped like a gift. And no note, no nothing. So they checked the Ring camera that they have that shows you the video of what happened. And there's their garbage man bringing up a gift and dropping it on their stoop. It was addressed for Aiden. And in it was his own garbage truck toy.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, so it's so sweet to see that. And everyone is praising that garbage man, even because people found out who he was. But he didn't do it for any of that recognition. He did it because, you know, he cared about this young boy who cared about him. It was just such a nice little story.
That is so, so cute.
Yeah, and so here's actually what the garbage man had to say. The garbage man was named Jose, and they actually reached out for comment, and here's what he said. "The boy and his mom are always there to greet me with a great smile every time I pick up their trash, and it gives me joy to know they are waiting for me to drive by. It is something I look forward to on my route. And his company, actually, WCA, said, "We are so proud of our truck driver, Jose. Despite being one of the most demanding jobs in America, there's always time during the holidays to show love towards those who appreciate what we do." It's just one of those just uplifting, warm stories that make the holidays so, so special.
Exactly. And it reminds me so much of my story.
Really? Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
This comes out of Pennsylvania. And Melissa Stinsman works for the United States Postal Service. The post office there actually keeps a special spot for letters to Santa. And Melissa, out of the kindness of her heart, spends about 4 hours after her shift during the holiday season responding to the letters after she gets home.
No, all but just without being paid or anything, just out of the kindness of her heart. That's incredible.
I know. And this year she came across a letter that she knew she really needed to act upon. There were two cards in one envelope, one from a 9-year-old boy and the other from his 5-year-old brother. So one of the letters had kind of a list of what one of the boys wanted. And at the very end, one of the things he wanted was food for the family and the other was clothing for the for his family. And the letter also mentioned that Santa had not come last year. And this is what the other letter said. "Dear Santa, last year you didn't notice me, so I hope this year you notice me. And this year I will be good. I pinky promise."
No. Makes you want to cry.
Oh, believe me.
You're blubbering?
I was a blubbering.
Yeah.
"Believe you me. Believe me you." How does that go?
You know what? I have no idea. "Believe you me." You know what? "Believe me. I believe you."
Moving on.
"I believe you."
"I believe in me too, thank you." So Melissa had to do some investigative work to figure out who the heck this letter came from. There was no return address, but through talking to some of the other postal workers on that route, she eventually found the family, and she went to the house, knocked on the door, and told the mom that she would really like to help them. And the mom couldn't believe it at first, but was really excited. So the community ended up donating toys and food and some grocery gift cards along with some cash for the family that they could use to be able to make a meal for themselves for the holidays. And everything was dropped off discreetly so that the boys could receive their gifts they asked for from Santa.
Oh, that is I think that's one of the sweetest scoops we've ever had.
Oh, did you hear me at my desk the other day?
That's what this was?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I called Jason, was telling him how much I loved him.
Yeah.
Yep. It gets to me.
Well, it should get to anyone hearing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was a sweet one.
Thank you so much for sharing it.
Hey everyone, sorry if we seem a little bit off our game. Someone in the office brings their dog every day and we love Yo-Yo. We love her. She is precious. But Yo-Yo got into something and she's been tooting all day.
She's had some stomach issues all day, yeah.
Yeah, she's cleared the room about 4 times.
Yeah, we keep having to take breaks because of it, but we're trying to get through this here. Oh, Yo-Yo, you're not making it easy. Now that we got some fresh air, let's hear what kind of horoscope we've got for this week.
This is a great time to set goals that will aid you in giving back all year long. During the holidays, we tend to become more giving and look to provide for those around us. Think about keeping up this mindset as the year progresses and think about the impact you could be making.
So important.
I mean, I just read it in the stars.
Your story and your horoscope are very important reminders to give back and take care of our communities. I appreciate that.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's one thing that, you know, if you're setting your goals anyways for 2020, set a few for yourself, but also set something that will impact, you know, some other people. So let's move on to What's Your Problem? Where we answer a question from you.
Let's hear from today's listener.
Hi, this is Jilly from Port Arthur, Texas. but you can call him a jelly bean, a Scorpio, and I just gotta tell you, I'm living with another woman for the first time, and, you know, the place really stinks a lot. How do I get them to take a shower once in a while? Thanks, love the show.
Wow. That is a great question. Jelly bean, I mean, I think you're maybe cracking a little joke in there. A little bit. Being a little bit silly. But I love the silliness. Now, if I were in a situation like that, I would try to turn it into a positive thing. So what I would do is maybe put together something for, you know, the woman that you're living with. Like a spa package, right? Get some nice bath bombs and some nice bubble bath, you know, a loofah, some, you know, a candle, something to burn in the bathtub, a bottle of wine. You know what I mean? Like, make it fun.
Make it encouraging instead of forceful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes, you know, people just stink. That's just a thing. But maybe she would really appreciate it.
Yeah, who knows? And honestly, the way I see it, sometimes it's not that easy to approach certain people with that. And sometimes, you know, maybe it's not even something that they can really help. So what always works for me, candles. I am a candle person.
Oh, God, you love candles. But only soy candles.
Only soy.
Coconut wax.
Well, coconut wax, yes. As long as there's soy or coconut wax, I approve of candles. The smell, I mean, if you're living with someone and you put a candle on in your room or in your space, in your area, that it fills the room. It fills the room and it really becomes one with the room. And so you walk in there and you're like, okay, this is the scent for this room.
Oh, that is true.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I think that's a great idea. Oh man, I love candles.
Yeah, and then if you have a different one going in your bathroom when you go in there, that smell is for that room. So, you know, maybe throw a candle into that spa package too. But if that doesn't work, buy some more candles for yourself. That's what I say.
Great advice. You know, this is reminding me of when I was a little kid. We had some next door neighbors. And the boys next door were twins. And, oh boy, they played all the sports. But when they were growing up, their mom would Febreze them as they left the house.
Wow.
I don't know if they were wearing deodorant or what, but you could see them coming out from the bus on the stoop. And they were turning as their mom was Febrezing them.
Little cloud, leaving a little cloud behind them. That's an interesting idea. Maybe not.
I think it might be a little bit offensive, so maybe the candle thing?
Yeah, probably. You can ask, but if you're bold enough. And who knows, they might say, go for it.
You never know.
Never know until you try it.
But Scorpio, I have a horoscope for you. Okay, Jelly Beans? You are always there for others because you are such a good listener and friend. It is something that others find very admirable about you. This week, take some time to let a person you trust listen to you for a change, and then take some time to reward yourself for always being that person for others.
Yeah. Do that, Jilly, please. You deserve it.
It sounds like you have some heightened senses. Smell. I got that you were a good listener. You know, it's all lining up.
The stars were out this week, huh, Tiff?
Oh, yeah, they were. I mean, not that many because it was a little cloudy, but
the ones that you saw must have been pretty darn bright, because you've got some words of wisdom for us. This is great.
Oh, and thanks, Jilly. Guy. Yep, Jilly, I really hope you take that to heart.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jilly, for your wonderful question. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And we're going to let Tiff rest that throat of hers.
You know me. You know, all of you know that I wish I was in bed right now. So we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to grab my stuff, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get in bed.
You go, Tiff. You go. All right. Thanks, everyone. This is Guy Amoretti.
And Tiffany Kerr.
Signing off.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Weekly Update. On Facebook, just search for Weekly Update. And you can find us on Twitter at Weekly Update Pod. And also, if you get the chance, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that is a very helpful thing for us and the future of our podcast, and we love hearing from you. Speaking of which, feel free to send us an email at weeklyupdatepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want your question to be aired on our show, send us a voice message at anchor.fm/weeklyupdate. The link for that is in the description.